This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. As I write this, big fat snowflakes are falling and I'm watching the birds flock to feeders. I touched on types of food and feeders that certain birds like a couple of weeks ago on Garden Bite. I want to expand a bit on that subject today. When you buy seed mixes for the birds, be sure to look closely at the package. If you're going to spend the money, you want to know you're getting quality goods. Some cheaper stuff is loaded with wheat, empty hulls, and small sticks. Put that package down and go for packages with more cracked corn, sunflower seed, and peanut hearts. Make your own little bird feeders with the kids. There are tons of ideas online. In fact, when I Googled it, over 28 million results showed up. I don't think there are that many ways to make a bird feeder, but if you want to sift through all of that, go for it. In the meantime, the easiest are pinecone feeders. Grab some organic peanut butter, mix seed, wax paper, string, and pine cones. Spread the peanut butter inside any openings, all around the center and bottom of the cone, filling up any spaces. Put the bird seed on the wax paper and roll the cone in it. Measure your string to hang from a branch where you can see it and out far enough to hold back the squirrels, well, at least for a while, and then tie to your pine cone. You can do this with oranges, too. Cut the orange in half, eat the goodie inside, and then, using a nail, poke two holes near the top on opposite sides. You'll put a string through the holes, making a little handle. Load your orange half with peanut butter and seed mix, then tie another string to the handle you made and hang it from a branch the same as you did the pine cone. Go to GardenBite.com for a quick and easy way to make a garland of peanuts to hang. Find Garden Bite on Facebook and send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.